This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And it's time to move on. I got a little video here that I would like to play from the chosen one himself, evidently. It's President Trump at first talking about the trade war, and then, well, you've got to hear it for yourself.
This isn't my trade war. This is a trade war that should have taken place a long time ago by a lot of other presidents. Over the last 5 or 6 years, China's made $500 billion. $500 billion. Ripped it out of the United States. And not only that, if you take a look, intellectual property theft. Add that to it. And they had a lot of other things to it. So somebody had to do it. I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it.
He is the chosen one.
I love that.
And you have to watch the video to really get a grasp of what he's doing here. He is holding his arms up, turning, looking at the sky.
Yeah,
he lifted his arms aloft.
And proclaiming, I am the
God
chosen one.
God has appointed him as the chosen one.
Look, I have a couple of things to say. First, I want to, at some point, I want to critique what he had to say about China ripping $500 billion out of the United States. More importantly, I would say the fact that Trump lifts his arms to the sky and declares himself the chosen one is the most honest thing I've seen a president do in a long time. I mean, you got to think about the kind of sociopathy, the kind of hubris that it takes to get yourself through the incredibly arduous process that is the United States presidential electoral process. It is months of marathon campaigning, and the person who's the best at it is obviously not going to be a person who's the best at ruling a nation. So
certainly not.
All of these people, Barack Obama, George Bush Jr., Bill Clinton, George Bush Sr., Ronald Reagan, they all believed the same thing, that they were God's chosen one, if they believe in God. And
well, see, I'm from a different religious background, I'm assuming, than you are as well. I'm from the fire and brimstone Southern Baptist background, right? So when I hear him talk about this, all I hear is what I was raised from very early childhood to believe. This is the Antichrist, right here, in the flesh.
Okay.
Of course, I'm not religious today, but all of that brainwashing is obviously still in the back of my mind, and it's always going to be. I've written a short story about it called Dead or Alive. That's really awesome. You can find it on Amazon. People should check that out. It's great. It's about exactly that kind of programming staying in your head, whether you like it or not. But when I hear this, I see a president here proclaiming himself to be the chosen one from God, right? That has to be setting off the alarm bells for the evangelical Christians, but it
probably
isn't.
The evangelical Christians
think he's hanging up the freaking
coming.
Yeah, they're the ones hanging up the freaking billboards proclaiming him to be sent here by God. They are enabling the Antichrist according to their own theology.
Yeah, it's a whole lot more likely he was sent here by Satan.
Well,
he certainly wasn't sent here by a benevolent force within the universe.
All I would say is that I think that that in fact all that stuff about the Antichrist and that kind of thing is misguided. So
I would agree.
Pointing out that somebody, you know, fits some criteria of it is perhaps it might be a good idea to, you know, have people look at their own religion and these kind of things. You know, look, but what I would say is that I'm more of a preterist when it comes to these things, that all the things the Bible was talking about as far as predictions were really all happened in the first century.
Certainly. The book of Revelation was about Rome.
Yeah. The Antichrist existed at the time or came shortly after or whatever, with the writing of, was it Paul on the island? I can't remember who wrote Revelation.
It was John.
Yeah, John. Okay. Whoever was on that island taking mushrooms Patmos. And writing that stuff. And that all that stuff's wrapped up. And if you, you know, whatever your relationship with God is today, it doesn't have much to do with predictions in Revelations, if those predictions in Revelations were anything but just a critique of modern Roman society politics at the time, which would be my guess.
That is what they seem to be.
So.
But, I mean, that's not how the evangelical Christians of today interpret
they don't.
It.
No,
I mean, they fully expect, you know, the rapture, which they derive from one verse in Daniel and one verse, and I think it's Mark, that talks about two men will be in the field, one will be taken, one will be left. And they've somehow taken this and derived from it this belief that all the Christians are going to float away into heaven before Armageddon. It's amazing what they will extract that clearly isn't there.
Well,
never mind how much of their theology actually comes from, you know, Dante's Inferno and Milton's Paradise.
Sure,
Paradise Lost.
There's no doubt. They extract a lot from that, and I have read some of these books, Castaway or something, I can't remember. Some series of books that had to do with, people being sucked
left
up.
Left Behind,
is that what it was?
Yeah. I was essentially forced to read those as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
They were, it wasn't bad writing, but it was...
It's fantasy.
Yeah. It was, but, you know, if that is the worldview to which you subscribe, how could they not look at Donald Trump and see the Antichrist?
So what do you see, besides him declaring himself to be the chosen one, what else makes him the Antichrist? Aren't there a whole criteria of things? I mean, I didn't look up what makes the Antichrist before we got on the air here tonight, and maybe you didn't either.
Well, it's essentially, claiming to be the new Christ.
Okay.
Is what makes one the Antichrist. To reform the church, but... under inverted principles, under hubris rather than humility, under power rather than, you know, the meat.
All right.
The evangelicals have been doing that for years.
I'm getting convinced. All right.
And that's essentially what Donald Trump, you know, does. But it's what all rulers do, to be fair, which is why I would say, yeah, Trump isn't the Antichrist. The Antichrist was always going to be someone who would be indistinguishable from an American president.
Well...
As
so
you were saying, they
the evangelicals all... really got behind George W. Bush, but he was a born-again Christian. He is a born-again Christian.
So is Trump. If you listen to what he says, he talks about eating the little cracker or whatever.
Yeah, well, Trump really doesn't even understand the Bible.
I decided that he is pretty stupid.
I don't know if he's stupid or not.
I think he must be. He wants to nuke hurricanes.
Well, I mean, asking what would happen if we nuked a hurricane is not a stupid question. It's just a question.
Okay, you're correct. It's not necessarily a stupid question, but when you're the president of the United States, you should already know the answer to that.
You should be able to call somebody from NOAA and say, hey, I was wondering.
Yeah. You know, I was doing shrooms last night.
No.
And it occurred to me that that might have interesting results. What would be the results if we did that? Because I'm sure... random questions like that drive science forward. I mean, if we can ask what would happen if we grew an ear on a rat's back, we can ask what will happen if we drop a nuke in a hurricane.
Yes, somebody's asked that. I'm sure I've asked that question prior to Trump doing it. So maybe that's why I want to defend him a little bit.
But we don't have the power to drop a nuke into a hurricane.
We don't?
We don't.
I don't.
Oh, well, you and I?
Yes.
Yeah, none
I
of
see.
Us do.
I see. I thought you were saying we as like the human race, because I'm pretty sure Trump... if he could get a handful of people to think it was a good idea, could definitely get one of them to fly a plane with a little fat boy kind of bomb that you could just drop out of it. And I wonder if an atomic weapon versus a nuclear weapon, so less fissible material or whatever it is, would be better. I don't know. I mean, Nagasaki and Hiroshima exist.
They certainly do.
So
I don't know. It's not like it would destroy the ocean or anything.
No, it's not going to destroy the ocean.
But the radioactive, the radioactivity leaking.
I'm talking about atomic as opposed to nuclear.
Well, there would still be a lot of radio. I'm not sure there is a difference anyway.
It's but like one is the other, but the other isn't the one. Something
like that. But it would be ill-advised, at the very least. But Trump is Trump. 855-450-FREE as in
freedom. Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. Godard bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit godardbags.com/FTL. That's godardbags.com/FTL.
Are you locked into a crappy schedule where you're forced to report to work or even to a relationship where you're not allowed to do the things you want to do? That sucks. Wouldn't you prefer to live a more free life? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about the chosen one, God King himself, Donald Trump, who has decided that, you know, maybe the best way to get rid of hurricanes is to nuke them. Believe it or not.
Look, what was Barack Obama doing about the hurricanes? That's what I want to know. I mean,
well, he was
at least Donald
not,
Trump's trying to come up with a plan here.
He was certainly not nuking them. That much is true.
Well, see? There he is, sits in his hands in Washington, D.C., while we down in Florida are wading around up to our butts in swamp water.
He was also not standing in front of the White House lawn saying things like, this is the wettest one we've ever seen from the standpoint of the water, which Donald Trump said. And it's still one of the dumbest things I've ever heard anyone say about anything in the history of ever.
Well, if there was more water in that one, then wouldn't it be the wettest?
I don't think the wet quality is about how much water there is, but
sure.
More about the pH levels of said water.
No. More water is wetter than less water. I mean, if I put an eyedropper worth of water on you versus putting a bucket worth of water on you, you will be wetter. From the standpoint of the water.
At a certain point, I mean, more water just doesn't make you any
I want to step down and say, thank you, Jesus, for Donald Trump. I just thank you, Jesus, for this guy. He's so awesome.
Let's go to the phones. We got Jerry calling in from Iowa. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Am I here?
Yes. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is about the albums, the Columbine Shooters that listened to. I believe the name was, I forgot the name, but they listened to this band called KMFDM. You know?
I know KMFDM. KMFDM sucks.
I'm glad you get that. But, yeah, I think KMFDM caused the shootings. I mean, the guys went in the cafeteria, and they're like, I'm godlike. They were influenced by the music, and also video games. Doom was a big part of one of the shooters' lives. I was dialing people and Eric. I'm not the same color. Who am I?
I don't know.
That's the video game Doom, right? They both well, it's like we said earlier. If somebody is attracted to violence in a manner that they're willing to go
You know, cause the attraction.
Video games don't cause the attraction. Okay, do you blame women for being raped?
Yes. Because they don't know how to control themselves. Get away.
Button. Dump button. Again, we have dump buttons. The sad thing is, I don't think he really meant to. He just got a bit animated.
I don't think he believes anything he says, honestly.
It's so hard to tell with people because there are so many stupid people out there.
I'm going to go ahead and address the idea of violence as in our society as it relates to video games and perhaps some movies that glorify violence or whatever. Is there no relationship? I would not say there's no relationship. But however, I would say that you can't make a very good case. Before we had violent video games, we had violent lunatics doing violent lunatic stuff. And I don't even know that you can make the case that there's more of it going on. Violent crime has gone down in my lifetime, significantly, globally. And so you would think with the proliferation of video games, presumably the proliferation of violent video games also, that it would go up if there's a causative relationship involved. That said, when I, would watch Incredible Hulk, I'd jump around in my tidy whities at 9 years old or whatever and go, and my friends and I would wrestle and, you know, do those kinds of things. So I do think that, you know, watching a Bruce Lee movie makes, people do bad kung fu.
You know, I've watched violent movies. I've played violent video games. I've even listened to KMFDM. None of those have ever made me want to... None of those have ever made me angry enough or influenced me to be violent.
Well, let's get back to the phones.
What has is police dash cam videos.
Excellent point, Michael. We've got John calling from California, wants to talk about video games since that's on topic. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hello. So what you guys were talking about earlier really, like, interested me. So I thought video games are really violent. I think they should be banned. I think video games show a lot of violence in people.
You're watching the show on Twitch, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's primarily a gaming streaming platform.
Yeah, but not all games are bad. Like,
okay.
How many are?
What?
How many are?
I'm not exactly sure how many bad video games.
As a percentage? Sorry. Can you give me a rough number?
Just
stick to the tens.
17%.
17% of video games are bad. That's 1-7?
No, 70.
70% of video games are bad. Yes,
but you're okay with games like Mario and presumably like Mario Kart? You know, kid-friendly kind of games? What about Super Smash Brothers?
I think that is a racist game.
Racist? I've never heard it characterized as racist before. Why do you say that?
You have to go a little further with your thesis.
Because there is no black people in the game.
Okay.
And
I can't say you're wrong.
If people say there's a black person, it's a racist joke because there is a monkey in there.
Interesting. I've never heard anyone say that.
Except for this guy.
I've never played that game, so I don't
know. I don't even know what Super Smash Brothers is, but, you know.
Well, it's a mashup game of all of the Nintendo characters and popular video game characters in a fighting game together, fighting against each other.
So are we talking about Sonic being white?
Well, Sonic is blue.
Is Sonic white?
Right. I don't think he is. I think he's blue.
He is literally blue, yes.
Well, how can a video game be racist if it has a blue guy in it?
Well, he's right. There are no black gaming characters spotlighted in Super Smash Brothers.
That doesn't make it racist.
Right. Well, it's largely because, you know, the overall trend in video games is that you're not going to find any popular black protagonists in other video games. But that's its own separate problem from the Super Smash Brothers series itself.
All right.
Well, anyway, John, thank you so much for the call. It's an interesting discussion, no less, and clearly a lot of people are vested in the subject of how video games influence people more potently because they are products of the same society that they then go on to influence. You know, I think that's where people, you know, start to get into the real problems with video games and movies and all that. Like, you're not going to see a lot of LGBT people in 90s movies, right?
Right.
But were 90 movies keeping LGBT people down? Well, no, they were products of the society, and as LGBT people became more and more accepted, you started seeing them more and more in movies.
Right. Brokeback Mountain, I mean, that was the 90s LGBT movie.
Was that 90s?
Yes.
No, that was like 2004, 2005.
Which one was the one from the 90s then? I
don't know.
Okay.
Matthew Broderick was in Torch Song Trilogy back in the 80s.
I don't know what that is, Mark.
Well, you're going to have to go watch it.
855-450-3733. What do you think about video games?
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty, Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump says China has no choice but to make a trade deal with the United States, and he thinks one is coming. The president wrapping up a long weekend at the G7 summit in France, saying he believes China is sincere and has no choice because its economy is in trouble.
So when you say, do you think they want to? Maybe they want to and maybe they don't, but I think they want to make a deal. I'm not sure they have a choice, and I don't say that as a threat. They can't do what they were saying they're going to do because if they do that, they're going to be met threat with really very violent force.
Also making headlines, President Trump says some have suggested holding next year's 2020 G7 at his private golf resort, Doral, in Florida. The president says he's open to it, but says there's no financial gain.
My people wanted it. From my standpoint, I'm not going to make any money. In my opinion, I'm not going to make any money. I don't want to make money. I don't care about making money.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Give us a call and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And although we've been talking about Donald Trump, who, after tweeting someone who called him King of Israel and the Chosen One, then went on to stand in front of, I don't even remember where they were because I wasn't paying that much attention to the video, but he was talking to a reporter about various things, about the trade war with China. And he turns, raises his hands up to the sky, and proclaims, "I am the chosen one." Which
is right in the middle of this middle of a sentence, pretty much.
Yeah, if you don't see it, it's hard to believe that it actually happened. It's like, no, wait, there is no way he did this. But he did.
And it's on YouTube.
When you know it's Neo.
And we've got Joe calling in from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I think Trump was just being hyperbolic. You know, like he's the one who he probably thinks this trade, you know, thing going on with China, it's on his shoulders because Bush and Obama just kind of sat and waited out their 8 years, you know. But, I mean, I don't, as far as I don't think he's religious at all. I mean, I can't read his mind, but from just based on his lifestyle from, you know, forever.
Seems pretty clear.
Yeah.
I'd agree with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you know, I think
he's just being hyperbolic.
I don't think the evangelicals are as, you know, the abortion issue is a big deal for them. But I think when you put somebody like Hillary Clinton up there, man, you know, I think people are coming out of the woodwork to vote against her.
Yep.
I think that's one reason he got elected, is because people cannot stand Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
And,
sure,
I
agree.
Yeah. But what about when the Democrats run like Elizabeth Warren or Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, one of the other three preordained establishment Democrats that the DNC is, you know, throwing
the
weight behind?
The economy's pretty good right now, so Trump's going to get a certain level of credit for that, you know, so.
I think if they keep talking about socialism, they're going to lose. And they got to, you know, as long as the Democrats, I know they're in the primary season and all that, and they got to appeal to their fringe, but, you know, them being on, like, Warren's on Twitter all the time, you know, Biden's all his gas. I think if they wanted to beat Trump, they would have put the, I can't think of his name, the guy from Starbucks up. But,
oh, yeah. I can't remember his name now either.
I think Tulsi Gabbard right now, would do well against Trump.
I would agree, but she's still a socialist.
Yeah, and she's not going to win the DNC nomination.
No, they have it out for her because she's too much against the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, they don't want her.
Which is the only reason I would like to see her, you know, win the Democratic nomination. I would want either one of them.
I wish we had viable parties like other countries. You know, they have three or four parties, but libertarians can't
seven or eight
together. And
yeah,
I mean,
right now a conservative can't run because Trump's taking the space effectively. Yeah.
And there, if there is anything the Libertarian Party loves, it's washed up Republicans.
Making a corpse dance.
Joe, thank you so much for the call. Always nice to hear from our listeners. I would love for the Libertarian Party to run an actual Libertarian.
Yeah, hasn't happened in quite a while.
And they're not going to. Of course, Bill Weld is currently running against Donald Trump for the GOP nomination.
Yeah.
Of course, Trump is going to win that. Bill Weld is just trying to position himself to pull some of the Republican voters to the Libertarian Party when he inevitably loses to Donald Trump. And there's still plenty of those never-Trumpers to go around. Bill Weld sucks. I hate him, and I don't want him anywhere near an elected position, especially one that has the Libertarian Party banner attached to it.
You think the Libertarian's going to go for Weld going from Republican to Libertarian?
Yes.
And then back to Republican and then back to Libertarian?
A former co-host on this show who refused to join the Keene Republican Party because she doesn't like how they treat, you know, her LGBT loved ones or whatever, is still in full endorsement mode for Bill Weld. They don't care whether he's a Republican. They don't care at all. They just love the idea that he's going to come back to the Libertarian Party with all of his support and all of his dirty, filthy, scheming, lying, treacherous Republican money and take over the Libertarian Party for them again. Let's get back to the phones.
Go.
We've got Daryl calling from Los Angeles. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Hello? What do you guys think about Satanism?
Satanism?
I am a Satanist. Satanism.
Oh, God.
You are a Satanist.
I am indeed.
All right. I assume you don't believe in actual Satan, but like the beliefs and stuff they have?
I am of the Levian Satanism.
Do they have
school
beliefs? Aren't these just trolling atheists, seriously?
No. There is a... I mean, look, if you interpret the story of Genesis in the way that Christians intend it, or the way that it's actually written, if you start from the hypothesis that it's true, then...
I don't.
I don't either. But Lucifer is the good guy in the story. He's Prometheus. He's the guy who brought us to reason and science and learning. And God was the one who wanted to create these robots who were just going to obey him unquestionably without the ability to think for themselves. You know, this was wrong because God said so. Lucifer came along and said, no, that's wrong. If you eat this fruit, you will know why it's wrong.
Well, there you go.
And that's what Levian Satanism sort of stems from.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the idea that Yahweh, as written within the Bible, is clearly the devil. And Lucifer is clearly the god of good. And it makes sense. If you were a god of a universe and you were an evil god, what would be the first thing you would really want to do? It wouldn't be convince people that you didn't exist. No. It would be to convince all of the people out there that you were the good one and the other one was the evil one. And that's exactly what we find within the Bible. I don't believe any of it is true.
So you guys know what SoundCloud is?
Yes. It is a music streaming and uploading service.
Yeah, the music streaming service.
Yeah.
I found this new guy.
Is he a rapper?
I would assume he's neither. But
I would assume he doesn't exist.
Yeah. Dump button people, we have one.
Yep, we do have one.
He was certainly not from Los Angeles with that kind of accent, though. And that's why my finger stayed on the drop button the entire time.
Yeah.
Los Angeles, Satan? Alabama.
What you think about Satan? Y'all got any of them Satanists up there? Not there in New Hampshire? So, Donald Trump, probably what I would call Satan. But that would be true of Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Weld, Hillary Clinton, Timothy McVeigh.
I don't know. I mean, to me, it's just... I don't want to propagate the notion that there's this bad... This being that's running around making people do bad stuff. People do bad stuff because people do bad stuff. And they're responsible for every bad action they take. Satan didn't make them do it.
I see it as an allegory of humanity and the human condition, is that we all have this darkness within us, as represented by the mythological figure Satan, and we all have this goodness within us, represented by the mythological figure Jesus or whatever.
From the storytelling standpoint, the allegorical value of personifying evil or whatever, but human beings have evil within them and choose to act on it all the time. I think that personifying it is negative. Giving it its own volition or whatever is negative because it allows people to separate themselves in some ways from their bad actions. I've had plenty of bad actions in my life. I try to take responsibility for them every single time I do them.
You're not wrong. And I remember one born-again Christian that I interacted with a number of years ago in Mississippi who was like, I made so many bad decisions, but I'm taking responsibility. The devil was just influencing me, and I found Jesus now, and the devil can no longer wield his evilness over me, or whatever. I don't remember exactly how she phrased it.
Rambling nonsense.
But at the exact same time that she was saying, I took responsibility, she's pointing the finger at this third party and saying, no, it's that person's fault.
Yeah.
Well, that's not taking personal responsibility, Sunshine. That's blaming somebody else. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we got calls stacked up, but Mark, we have to address the awesome
amplifiers.
Person.
In hopes of creating more amplifiers, we thank them. Bill Barry, thank you for amplifying Free Talk Live. Bill Barry is a silver amplifier, and you can be an amplifier too. If you like the idea that a show on 200 radio stations will take your call about anything, supports free speech, well, as free as we can make it, then you ought to support the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Really, Free Talk Live is a unique program. There's really nothing like it out there on the radio. And, you know, if you want the cookie-cutter stuff that the big corporations give you, by all means, support them. But if
don't
you want,
support them.
If you want something a little different that allows free speech, go to amp.freetalklive.com for $5 a month. And, you know, that's the cost of some one of those fancy coffee drinks at the chain coffee store. Give up one of those per month. Give it to us. We can make it go farther. Amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's get right back into the phones. We've got Phil calling in from Butte, Montana. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. I'm talking to you from the town of Butte, Montana, but we actually have an Elizabeth Warren Avenue. It's a main street.
Is it the same Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah, I would assume so. How many Elizabeth Warrens can there be?
I wouldn't think that
four
she would
or five.
Have been, like, she's from Massachusetts, and isn't she? I mean, I wouldn't have thought that she had that sort of psychological penetration to make it all the way out there to Butte.
Well, maybe she's from Massachusetts the same way that the Bushes are.
The same way that what?
The Bushes are.
The Bushes are claim
right.
to be Texans, and they're all New Englanders. They're a bunch of Yankees.
Yes, that's true.
But, anyway, to get back to why I originally said I called, atomic and nuclear are synonyms. They're the
are
same
they completely
thing.
The
yeah.
same?
They're exactly the same. They're both fission bombs. Now then, you get into a thermonuclear, you're getting into a fission-fusion-fission bomb. And that's a whole different animal. And if you dropped one of those into a hurricane, there would be no sign of the hurricane at all. If you were trying to control a hurricane, what you need to do is disrupt it. And the best thing to do, if he really wanted to do that, he needed to drop one of those little Davy Crockett in the middle of one of them, because that's just a one kiloton fission bomb is all it is. Those are the things that we have thousands of pointed at Russia and everybody else over there. They call tactical nukes.
Yeah, what do we got them for anyway?
We have them because we want our goal ultimately is to have hegemony over the entire world. You were talking about Antichrist and such things. My personal view is that Trump, Pompeo, and Bolton are a holy trinity of their own kind, and basically they worship Dr. Strangelove.
That is bizarre.
Now we've talked about Dr. Strangelove. I don't remember now exactly what that was.
Something about building the bomb.
No, Dr. Strangelove was a movie
it's Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah, so refresh my memory for me, because I know that we talked about this like last week sometime, but I don't remember the exact details of it.
I've never seen the movie, but my basic understanding is that Dr. Strangelove felt the same way about Russia that most of our modern politicians do. You know, it's the devil, and we have to destroy them, or we're never going to be able to have a free world. Which is
interesting.
Which is completely insanity.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the bottom line is, I mean, Putin. I have more respect for Putin and his and the majority of Russians because they're actually Christians, as compared to not the majority of Americans anymore are.
What's the distinction? What's the distinction between their Christianity and Americans?
They are. Basically Greek Orthodox. They just converted it over to Russian Orthodox.
Yeah.
Same basic thing. But the bottom line is that they know, Putin knows full well that there is no way that they can muster the economic capability to beat us in a war, and they're not really interested in beating us in a war anyway. With the Pentagon for years has been making this mainstream comment about the fact that they're going to have a first strike attack against Russia as soon as we can beat them. Well, we can beat them easy, but the problem is that that's because Russia doesn't have any countermeasures like we do. What Russia has is a doomsday attitude that basically if you attack us, basically you attacking us will trigger our reverse attack on you, and our reverse attack on you will plant nuclear-powered nuclear warheads underneath your major coastal cities and turn them into piles of rubble.
Yeah. Well, Phil, thank you so much for the call. We have to move on. We still got people sitting on the lines waiting to get in. Mutually assured destruction. That's generally still the United States attitude.
Yeah, it's still a policy,
and I believe it's still how the United States would react if China or Russia were to attack the United States.
I don't suspect you'll see that, but all right.
I don't either.
If a nuke flies, you can be sure that nukes are going to fly the other direction.
Let's get back into it. Gilbert from Kansas. Gilbert, you are on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hello. My name is Gilbert. I wanted to talk about how Antifa is really bad.
All right. Well, that sounds like a call that would be best for another night. But thanks anyway. We've also got Mike calling from Gold Bar, Washington. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. I'll try to make it quick. Thursday, I called you guys, and I think some of you were off doing other things maybe when I talked. But I had announced how my county, Grays Harbor County of Washington State, that's where Kurt Cobain came from, they extended the needle exchange program, but I felt that they were lying to me about something. And the very next morning, one of the county commissioners that actually voted to extend it got on the air, because they all come on the air and tell their lies and don't realize there's an archive. Anyway, so I called him up and I said, sir, I'm writing a book called It Took My Village, and it's about heroin addiction and homelessness where I grew up. He starts singing like a bird. Here's what happened, really. They gave themselves a $52,000 grant for this needle exchange program. They bought a motorhome from a private party for $17,000, but it's older, which to me smells like they knew someone that wanted to get rid of a motorhome. They bought this motorhome. The thing is, okay, so they got $52,000. Guess how much the needles cost? Absolutely zero.
Yeah, I wouldn't think they'd do
that. So basically, they exploit from the general fund, gave themselves $52,000, and the needles cost nothing. They could have had them shipped to the methadone clinic in the next town over, and they could have given them away at no expense. And I think people should start watching their local government and these grants that they're getting, because they're using them improperly. They're stealing money, and the person that needs that money, which is the heroin addict that needs more than just a clean needle, is getting nothing in return.
I wish we had more watchdogs out there to
you got
to
do it. Trump has given them a great cover, so they can just rob us left and right at our own local government.
That's true.
And it's a shame. I hope they enjoy the motorhome. I'll find out who the buyer is next time a county commissioner gets on, I promise.
Okay. Sounds great. Look, keep us updated. Let us know how it develops. Definitely. That's why we have many libertarians here in Keene who are running for various parts of the city government. Yours, myself included. I'm running for city council. Nobody is running for mayor. We have at least one other person running for city council. At least two other people actually running for city council. I don't know what chances any of us have. I'm going to be going out and knocking on doors and all of that.
I don't know. Nobody actually got an endorsement from the union leader.
So. I hear it was probably a sarcastic one.
May have been.
And not a sincere one.
Well, it is Keene, and the options do suck. So, an endorsement is an endorsement is.
Well, let's real quickly try to get to David from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, no time for equality discussion, so might as well go with my memories. Man, you really did it tonight. 1, 2, and 3. I'm in a movie with Billy Ray Cyrus. Did scenes with him all day one day. And Maggie Gyllenhaal, I'm in another movie.
What was the name of the movie?
Her. The first, Cyrus was the spy next door with Jackie Chan. And Jackie Chan and George Lopez, I was with them all day long, too. And then Bo Bridges and Maggie Gyllenhaal and Colin Farrell in Crazy Heart.
Well,
and then,
David, I'm sorry we weren't able to, fully get to you, because you're a regular caller. I like to get to you, but we just ran out of time for today.
I want to hear any degrees from Kevin Bacon he is.
Go check out the full show archives over at freetalklive.com. The archives there go back for 10 years. Go check them out at freetalklive.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on up to crypto whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.